Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Membeis Amin Aleph. We're holding on Membeis Amin Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, by the words Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Shechitoi Shamati. I heard halachos regarding two different Shechitois, Achash al Para v'Achash al Paroi, one regarding the Para Aduma. I heard one halacha regarding the Shechit of the Para Aduma, and one regarding Paroi, regarding the Par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. I heard a halacha regarding the shechita of the par of Yom Kippur. Achas ksheir bizar v'achas psul bizar. I heard that one of these two shechitas is kosher for a zar to do the shechita, and the other one is possible for a zar to do the shechita, for someone who's not a kohen to do the shechita. V'lo yedana hayminayu. However, I don't remember which halacha was said about which shechita. So I know the subject matter was these two shechitas, the shechita of the par aduma and the shechita of the par kohen gadol of Yom Kippur. And I know that one of them is kosher with the zar, one of them is pasul with the zar, but I don't remember which halacha was said about which shechita. So says the Gemara, Itmar was said that shechitas para uparai regarding the shechita of the paraduma and the par of the kohen gadol Yom Kippur. So we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Chad amar para psula uparai kshera. One of them said that the paraduma is pasul with the zar and the par of the kohen gadol is kosher with the zar. The shechita is kosher bizar. V'chad amar, the other one said, paroi psula, that the par of the kohen gadol is pasul, and the para is kshera, the shechita of the paraduma is kosher bizar. So they have mamish the exact opposite machlekes. Rav and Shmuel have a machlekes. One of them said that the par kohen gadol is kosher with the zar, the other one said pasul, and they had the exact opposite machlekes regarding the par, with the shechita of the paraduma. So says the Gemara, Testayim the Rav who damar para psula. And we have a raya that Rav, he's the one who said that the paraduma is possible with the Tzar. And it will then follow that the paraduma is possible with the Tzar, the power of the kohen gadol is kosher with the Tzar. And Shmuel is the one who said the opposite, that the power of the kohen gadol is possible with the Tzar, and the paraduma is kosher with the Tzar. But what's the raya that Rav is the one who says that the shechita of the paraduma is possible with the Tzar? The Amar Rabbi Zera said that shechitas para bizar psula. He said, Lahedya, that the Shechitas Paraduma is possible with a Zar, Va'amar Rav Allah, and Rav explained that Allah is a Vechuka Sheninuba, that the reason why the Paraduma is possible, it's possible to have a Zar to the Shechita, is because the Torah mentions Allah's Zar with regards to the Shechita, which was a Kayin, that you need a Kayin, and it says Vechuka. Chuka is always a Lashon of Ikuva, that it's Ma'akev. So we learn out from there that it's ma'akiv dafka to have a kohen do the shechita. So lufi aragirsa. So being that Rav is the one who explained this psak, we assume that Rav holds of this psak. That Rav holds also that shechita, that the shechita of the paraduma is possible with the zar. The Goyin has a girsa that's even more direct. He, instead of the Amar Rabbi Zera, the Goyin says the girsa is the Amar Rav. And so then it's Ma'amish Lahedya, that Rav said that Shechita is para bizar psula. That Rav said Lahedya, that he's the one who holds that Shechita paraduma is possible with the Zar. So we have Machlekas, now we can give names to the two different Shechitas. Rav holds that the Shechita paraduma is possible bizar, and the Shechita of the power of the kohen gadol is kosher bizar. And Shmuel is the opposite. Shmuel says that the Shechita of the paraduma is kosher bizar, and the Shechita of the power of Yom Kippur, of the kohen gadol, that's possible bizar. And Rav just told us that the reason for his Shechita, the reason why he says that the paraduma is possible bizar, is because the laws of Rechuka Sheninuba. So now says the Gemara, V'Rav, Mashna para dechsev laws. Why is para different just because it says Allah's v'chuka? Paray nami haksiv arin v'chuka. By the power of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, it also says arin, which says it has to be a kohen, has to be the kohen gadol, v'chuka, and it says chuka. It says chuka, which is a lashon of ikuv, that's ma'akev. So just like by para aduma, he learned from the fact that the Torah says Allah's v'chuka, that it's ma'akev, he should also learn that the power of kohen gadol of Yom Kippur, that also can't be done with the zar, because it says arin v'chuka. So says the Gemara, that no, we are not going to learn that when the Torah says chuka, that it's going on the shechita, because shechita lav avaydehi. Well, even though the Torah does say the chuka by the power of Yom Kippur, we assume that when the Torah says chuka, that the things are ma'akev, it's going on the other avaydehs. It's not going on shechita, because shechita is not an avaydeh, so therefore we have reason to suspect that when the Torah said v'chuka, that when the Torah said chuka, it's not going on the shechita. As Rashi explains our Gemara. Practical Gemara, Yahachi. If you're telling me that because Shechita is Lava Vaida, so therefore we assume that Chuka is not going on the Shechita, so then Paranami. So then by the Paraduma also. Even though the Torah says Elazar and it says Chuka, we should assume that Chuka is not going on the Shechita because Shechita is not in Avaida. Says the Gemara, no, by Parah Adum it's different. Because Shani Parah, the Kachi Bedek Abayasi. The Parah Yom Kippur, that's regular Kachi Mizbeach. It's Hektish to be brought onto the Mizbeach. And therefore, and since the Shechita is not an Avodah, so we have reason to suspect that that Chukah was only going on to other Avodahs, which are considered Avodahs. Shechita is Lav Avodah, so we'll apply Chukah Dafka to the other Avodahs, and not the Shechita, because Shechita Lav Avodah. But when it comes to the Parah Aduma is Kachi Bedek Abayas. So there is no Avodah. It's just hektish for its value. It's not going on to the Mizbeach. And therefore, none of it's really an Avodah. And there's no reason to differentiate between the Shechita and any other part of the process of the Parah Aduma. So when it comes to the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we could differentiate between the Shechita and the other Avodahs. The other Avodahs are more significant in that sense, so we could say that Chukah is going dafka on the other Avodahs and not going on the Shechita. But when it comes to the Parah Aduma, there's no Makom Lechalek, there's no reason to differentiate between the Shechita and the other parts of the Avodah. Fractigamar, so it comes out that according to Rav, the par of Yom Kippur, which is Kachay Mizbeach, there Azar is Kasher. And when it comes to the par Aduma, which it's only Kachay Bedek Abayis, there Azar is Pasul. That doesn't make any sense. Vlav Kol Dechenu isn't in the Kol Shekein. If by the par of Yom Kippur, which is Kachay Mizbeach, and Afal Pikein, we say that the Azar is allowed to do the Shechita, so then surely by the par Aduma, which is only Kachay Bedek Abayis, surely Azar should be Kasher to do the Shechita. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Sheisha Brei Ravid, it's just like what we find by Maris Negaim. When a person has a Nega, so he has to bring it to the Kayin. The Pasuk says, Huvel Aaron Kayin. He has to bring the Nega to the Kayin. Now that's not an Avaida. Checking the Nega is not an Avaida. It's not like the Kayin has to wear a big day Kuhuna. It's not an Avaida. And Afal Pikein, we say that it has to be done dafka by a kayin. So you see, the requirement of kayin is lav dafka associated with whether or not the thing is considered an avodah. So don't ask that, oh, if kachim is beach, if the par of Yom Kippur needs to have dafka kayin, so then surely the par aduma should have to have a kayin. Because there's no kol shekein like that. There's no kavachimer like that. Because kayin, kahuna, is not totally in whether or not it's kachim is beach or not. We see that maris negam is not an avodah bichlal. And afal pikin, it requires a kayin. So too Paraduma, don't ask about Paraduma. In a Chanami, it's not an Avodah. There's still a requirement to have a Kayin, just like we find by Maris Negoim. And so therefore, there's no Kasha in Sfara, and we're left with just the Makairis themselves, and that's what Rav brought. Makairis, that Dafka, the Paraduma, there we will have a Makar to Pasol Shechita with a Zar, because the Torah says a Lazar, and it says Chukah. Whereas in Yom Kippur, even though the Torah says Aaron and Chukah, we have reason to assume that Chukah is not going on the Shechita, because Shechita lav Avodah. Says the Gemara, v'lishmuel da'amar paroi psula, so that the power of the Kohen Gadol is pasul. So maishna paroi, why is it that he holds that the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the shechita of that power is pasul with a zar? So presumably because dechsev aron v'chuka, because the Torah says aron, which it has to be done through a kohen, and it says v'chuka, and it says chuka. So that teaches us that it's ma'akev. So shechita bizar by the power of Yom Kippur is going to be pasul. L'chayre, that Shmuel's makar. Well, if so, frak the Gemara, then paranami haksev lazar v'chuka. Meaning we're asking the exact reverse. First kasha that we asked on Rav, we're now asking on Shmuel. Presumably, Shmuel's reason for passing Shechita with a Zar when it comes to the power of Yom Kippur is because the Torah says Aaron and it says Chukah. So then, by Parah Aduma also, he should pass the Shechita with the Zar because the Torah says a Lazar and the Torah says Chukah. So we should learn out from there that it's Ma'akev that the Shechita has to be done Dafka through a Kayin. So it says the Gemara, no, Shani Hasan by Parah it's different. Dechze, because the Pasuk says, V'shachad Aisa Lefanav. The pasuk is the Nusatim Aisal Elazar Akain. It says that you give it to Elazar the Kain. V'haitzi Aisal Michutz LaMachane, and he brings the Paraduma outside the Machane. V'shachat Aisal Lefanav. So the literal translation would be, and he shechts it in front of himself, which obviously that doesn't even read. So what does the pasuk mean? V'shachad I say lefanav. So Shmuel tells you that which the pasuk says. V'shachad I say lefanav. We dash it from there that it's not a lazar shechting it. It's shiyeh zar shoychev a lazar raya. That's even okay if you have a zar do the shechita and a lazar just oversees it. V'shachad I say lefanav is referring to someone else doing the shechita. So Shmuel has a makar by paraduma that it's kasher with the zar because the Torah says v'shachad I say lefanav from lefanav. That from there Shmuel understood that it's okay even if a Lazar is not doing the Shechita. You can even have a Zar do the Shechita. The Rav, what's Rav going to do with this pasuk of V'shachad Aisa Lefanav? Rav who holds that it's ma'akev by paraduma, that the shechita has to dafka be done through a kohen, and it's possible with the zar. So what about the fact that the Torah says v'shachad eisel lefanav? What is he? What is he? How does he understand these words? Says the Gemara, shelo yasiach daita mimenu. Rav tells you that the words v'shachad eisel lefanav is referring to Elazar, that it's only a kohen who could do the shechita. V'shachad eisel lefanav means it has to be in front of him. It means it has to be on his mind. That he's not allowed to be Messiah Das from the Paraduma, he has to constantly be guarding it from anything that could pass it. And where does Shmuel know this halacha that the Kohen's not allowed to be Messiah, that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das in the Paraduma? He can't be learning it out from Veshachad Eisel Lefanav, because Shmuel already uses that pasuk to teach us that the Shechita with the Zar is kosher by Paraduma. So where does Shmuel know the halacha Shlo Yasiach Daitoy? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei mi v'saraf esapara le'enav. The fact that the Torah says le'enav, he learns out from there, v'saraf esapara le'enav, that it has to be in his mind. It has to be on his mind, he can't be Messiah Das. The Rav, what's Rav going to do with this pasuk of v'saraf esapara le'enav? Rav will tell you that it's another pasuk to teach us that you can't be Messiah Das. In Echanami, we have two pasukim about Messiah Das, one by the Shechita, v'shachad aysa lefanav, and the second pasuk by the Sreifa, v'saraf esapara le'enav. And Rav will tell you that chad b'shchita v'chad b'sreifa, one pasuk is teaching us that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das by the Shechita, one pasuk is telling us you're not allowed to be Messiah Das by the Sreifa. Shmuel Luchair will tell you that we learn out Shechita from the Sreifa. We only have a pasuk by Sreifa, and we learn out Shechita from Sreifa. But Rav says that no, you need a separate makar for each one. V'tzricha. And they're both necessary. You can't learn out one from the other. Why not? Because the kas of Rachman de b'shchita. If the Torah would have just told us by shchita, v'shachad eisel lefanav, that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das, so I would have said mishum detchilas avoydehi, that there's a special hakpada the Torah had not to be Messiah Das, because there's a significance in the shchita that's the beginning of the process. That was one of the first steps of the process of the para aduma, is they would go into actually shach the para. So therefore, because it had the significance and that it was the beginning, so therefore you weren't allowed to be Messiah Das. Of a Sreifa, I'm alive. But maybe when it comes to the Sreifa, so there you're allowed to be Messiah Das. So therefore, Tzricha, therefore the Torah had to say, tell us by the Sreifa that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das. The Torah says, V'sarav esapar le'enav, that you can't be Messiah Das. V'ikas of Rachmana b'Sreifa, and if the Torah would have just told us by the Sreifa that you can't be Messiah Das, so I would have said, Mishum dehashtahu demitkasher el para, because it's at this point, that's when the para gets to its tachlis. That's when we get the Efer, it gets burnt, and we get the Efer, which is really the whole tachlis of the whole process, is to get to that Efer. We're going to eventually mix it with the Mayim, and then sprinkle that onto the person who became Tamei Meis. So therefore, because it has this significance, that the Sreifa is what gets us to the Tachlis, it gets us to the Efer, so therefore, maybe there, Dafka, because of its Chashivas, there you can't be Messiah Das. Avol Shechita imaloi, but maybe by Shechita you're allowed to be Messiah Das. And therefore Rav says, Tzricha, therefore Rav says we have a pasuk by both the Shechita and the Sreifa, it's two separate psukim to tell us that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das, both by the Shechita and by the Sreifa. So now the Gemara understands the fact that we have a specific pasuk by the Shechita and the Sreifa to teach us that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das. So it's mashma that's dafka by those stages you're not allowed to be Messiah Das, but by other parts of the process of the Paraduma, you are allowed to be Messiah Das. And that's the Gemara's next kasha. The lamute mai. Lafuke what? Meaning it sounds like we are being very specific that the Shechita and the Sreifa, so that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das. But there's other parts that you're allowed to be Messiah Das. So what are these other parts that we're referring to when we say that by these other parts you could be Messiah Das? Because the Paraduma process was quite long. Well, it's kedai to understand at least a basic overview of the process of the paraduma, and that is that first they would shech the paraduma, then they would catch the dam, and this was all outside the base of Mikdash by Harizesim, and the kohen would sprinkle the dam towards the kodesh kedoshim. Again, he's not actually even in the base of Mikdash, but he would sprinkle the dam towards that direction towards the kodesh kedoshim. Then they would burn the paraduma. While the paraduma was burning, like we had previously, they would throw the Eitz Erez, the cedar wood, and the Ezoiv, and the Shni Telas, the red string, into the fire. Then they would gather the Efer into a kli, now that the paraduma was made into ashes, so they would gather the Efer into a kli. Someone would then go take and get Mayim from a Mayan and fill up a kli with the Mayim Chayim. Then they would mix the waters together with this paraduma ashes, and then everything was all set, and the kohen would dip the bundle of Ezoiv into the water and spritz it onto the person who became Tamei Meis on the Shlishi Vishvi, on the 37th day of his becoming tar. So lemutei mai. So now, which part of that process are we coming to be lafuke when Rav says that the shechita and the sreifa need to be without hesach adas? It has to be. You're not allowed to be masiach das. Ilema lemutei asifas afra umiloi mayim vekidush. If you say that's coming to be lemutei, the gathering of the ashes and the filling up of the mayim chayim from the mayan and the kiddush, which is putting the water into the ashes. If that's what that those parts of the process you're allowed to be misiach das, says the Gemara, it can't be because lemishmeres lemei nida ksev. It says lemishmeres lemei nida, which Rashi says is mashma that you need to have a shimur, you need to guard it. You're not allowed to be misiach das all the way until the sprinkling. So it can't be that but those parts that you're allowed to be misiach das. So says the Gemara, elul muute ashlochas eitz erez ve'ezoy v'shnitelas. It's coming to be memayit the throwing the eitz erez the ezoy and the red string into the fire to lav guf the par nenu. That's not actually part of the actual paraduma. I mean, it's not, that's nothing to do with the ashes, it's nothing to do with the water, which is going to be used to sprinkle on the person. Throwing this bundle into the fire is the most, like, external part of the process. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the part that we were coming to be lafuke, that throwing the eight eras, the ezer, and the shnitei las into the fire, that could be done even, without shmira. That could be done with hesach hadas.